الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. With regard to our daily ma'amulat and wazaif that we have to read, as we have mentioned, was third kalima also. Third kalima, Durood Sharif and Istighfar, each 100 times preferably, and we should try and read it 100 times each. If not at the beginning, you can start with lesser amounts, but try and reach 100. It's very, very important, very greatly beneficial. With regard to Durood Sharif, we had some discussion, though of course any discussion is not enough, and Allah make more than the discussion, the amal comes in our life. And more than the amal, the acceptance by Allah Ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Durood Sharif, and then another was the third kalima. That also we had discussed very, very briefly. The virtues of third kalima and the whole family of third kalima. It's a whole big family also. And all the details is also so inspiring, so enjoyable. Allah gives time whenever we will discuss that also. Today we will discuss a little bit about Tawbah and Istighfar, which is the three things that we have to do: Tawbah, Istighfar, Durood Sharif, and third kalima. So with regard to Tawbah and Istighfar, it comes in one hadith, Sharif: Man lazim al Istighfar, a person who makes Istighfar lazim on himself. And lazim, Mulla Ali Qari says, Ay man kasura, who reads, makes Istighfar in abundance. And this is not only the reading the words Astaghfirullah. Like a person is watching TV, and his tasbih is also moving, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And he's watching TV also. So it is the meaning of it, that a person asks for forgiveness. And here we should understand the complete, what we usually call, we refer to them by either, we say make Tawbah, make Istighfar, or make Tawbah, Istighfar. But the two things are two separate things. Istighfar essentially is to ask forgiveness of our sins that we have committed. And Tawbah is a promise that we will not commit it in the future. So the completion of it is that we ask forgiveness for the past sins also. We come out of that sins first and foremost. We ask for forgiveness. We have this realization in us that it was a wrong thing. We don't justify it. It was wrong what I did. And we promise for the future, I won't do it again. Yet the ulama have explained that the promise for the future is at that time you promise, you be sincere in your heart. I am going to commit the sin again. I'm so weak, I will commit the sin. But at that time you have that firm resolution, I'm not going to do it. Then your tawbah is complete. And if there are any rights related to it, those rights must be fulfilled also. If it's the rights of Allah Ta'ala, qaza namazas, qaza rozas, etc., that must be fulfilled also. The rights of people, we backbite it about somebody, we owing somebody money, all the details, that must be also fulfilled. Then the tawbah will be complete. So a person, man lazim al istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala makes for that person from every difficult, tight point, tight situation, where according to him, there's no way out. I'm caught in such a trap. I'm in such a difficult situation, there's no way. But you just start making istawbah, istighfar, and Allah will take you out. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. And from every worry. And hum is that gham that melts a human being. That is, he is in deep, what we call depression nowadays. Anxiety, pressure, stress. You just resort to istighfar, tawbah istighfar. Allah will take you out. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give you rosy from sources that you could not imagine also. And there are many instances that show. I'll just explain one instance, which is a bit for a different subject, but we can understand it for this also if we make tawbah istighfar. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith's father, Maulana Yahya Sahib, narrated this to Hazrat Shaykh. And Hazrat Shaykh mentions it, that at one time, tadbir, to plan to do our things, which we are commanded to do. All our things, we must plan what we're going to do. And takbir, what Allah has ordained for us. The two had a debate between them, that who actually, whose work happens, and who is in charge of things. In that, at the beginning, tadbir told that I make plans, I go and work, I earn my money, I buy food, I cook the food, I eat it. That is all tadbir that we do. What, I want to become an alim, I go to a darulum, I study, I pass the exams and I pass and I become an alim, I become a hafiz, that is all. And tadbir is what Allah Ta'ala ordained. So tadbir said, I do this, I do that. And tadbir whispered, but all that if I sanction it. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. All our tadbir, tadabir, the plural we can do, but it only will have an effect what Allah Ta'ala sanctions. So then in that tadbir, or the planning, a person he had worked hard, and with that he earned a diamond. Now with the diamond, valuable, that I will sell this diamond, I will buy with it all my necessities, I'll open factories, I'll open shops. The value of the diamond is so much, he can do all that. But in those days, there were not bathrooms in the houses. They should go out to the river, to the dam, and they should go and bath there. So he went and he put his clothes with the diamond, hid it away, and he went into the sea to take a bath. I'm going to start a new life now. Let me bath also, be clean. In that one wave came and washed away all his clothes and his diamond and everything. So everything was lost. His tadbir, his planning, it didn't help, it didn't work for him. So then he again worked hard, and this time he bought a set of pearls, which are also very, very valuable. And he thought, now the value has risen and I can sell it, and again I can come up in life. So for that he was going with it. And pearls are red in color, and the vultures, the birds, they look for meat. And they thought, the bird thought it's meat here. And they swoop down on you in such a way you're not aware. And the bird came, took it, and grabbed it, and gone with it. Again he said, I lost everything. Again he made effort, and this time he earned money. And that time money wasn't notes, or the credit card, or checkbook. It was coins, gold coins, etc. So he brought it home, a big amount. Now he had to keep it safe for safety. His wife was not at home, and the stoves were also different of those days. The stove was dead, the fire, a cold stove. But at the bottom of the stove he put that. And then he went out looking for his wife. Where is she gone? In the neighborhood she's gone visiting, etc. When he was gone out, the meantime, the neighbor's wife came. And those days it was common, neighbor's houses, they would just enter. Still there are many places where your children, for example, they enter your house without your permission. Or your neighbors, the understanding is there. So for fire, they should come to the neighbor's fire, take a spark from there to light their fire. So they came. She came here to take a spark. There wasn't a fire, the stove was cold. But she saw the money there. So she took that money. And she went with that money. He came. His money is gone now. So now he was very concerned. And he found his wife finally. And he explained all this, what had happened. So she says, we are very hungry. Go for fishing. At least get some fish that you can do. And we can cook the fish. We can eat. So he went for fishing. He caught a fish. On the way back, he was passing some trees. And one nest caught his attention. When the nest caught his attention, he went there, he looked in the nest, he found his pearl, a necklace of pearls there ready. So he was happy, and he was now overexcited, shouting that, "I found my these pearls and that." So the neighbor's wife, who heard him screaming, she thought that he found out she stole the money. And your guilty conscience makes you speak out. So she came out quickly, "Don't make a big noise, here's your money." So she gave him his money back. And then the wife cut the fish open, and the diamond that was taken by the water, it was in the stomach of that fish. So the Takdir then said, "When I give somebody, I give them and just one snap." His diamond came back to him, all his pearls came back to him, and his money came back to him. And Takdir, you work so hard for it. And Takdir, it just comes like that. Like that, Tawbah Istighfar is also like that. This whole lesson is on Takdir and Takdir. But even Tawbah, you just make Tawbah Istighfar, and you'll see how Allah Ta'ala will give you. So we must make a lot of Tawbah Istighfar. We are drowned in the ni'mats of Allah. And to make shukr is our duty. And we are drowned in the disobedience of Allah. And our disobedience is to the accepted to the extent that our obedience is also disobedient. We just made asr namaz. Who of us has concentration in namaz? And the actual namaz is the inside, the value, the concentration. قُومُوا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ خُشُو خُدُو Dhyan, tawajjuh, that namaz we hardly make. The outward namaz of ours is also really very, very poor condition. Then the inside of the namaz doesn't even exist. Even our Allahu Akbar, we didn't think of Allah. We made salam, we didn't think who we making salam to, or that I'm making salam. I didn't even think that I'm making salam. So that is our condition. So of our namaz. So we are drowned. Our obedience is disobedience. And our istighfar is also guna, is ghaflat. We have to, as buzurgs, pious, righteous people say, that our istighfar requires another istighfar. Our zikr is ghaflat. Zikr is to make us conscious of Allah Ta'ala. But our zikr, our tilawat, is to remove the rust of the heart. It's a strong detergent and a strong to clean your utensils. We use this powder in there. Detergents, yeah. So all that. But our zikr, we are very, very weak. So we need a lot of. So Tawbah Istighfar, the starting point, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, the words of Tawbah and Istighfar, where we read Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, and many other, there are many words of Istighfar. This is planting the seed of it. And when you plant the seed, the fruit you don't get immediately. You'll have to wait till it germinates, it grows, the stem comes out, the tree grows, the branches, leaves, and then afterwards sometime, then the fruit will come. So the starting point is this words of Tawbah and Istighfar. Now many times we think that just putting the seed, we got the fruit already. The fruit, if we carry on, we water, irrigate, we put fertilizer, everything, hopefully we will get the fruit. But we think that just by making, I read 100 times Istighfar, now my work is done. No, that is only still planting the seed. And you have to now carry on fertilizing, looking after it. Then the fruit of Tawbah Istighfar will come later. Which is that one is that man lazim al istighfar ja'ala lahu min kulli dhiqin faraja makhraja. From every difficult condition, Allah will make a way out for you. And that also Allah explains in the Quran Sharif. Alam Fainna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Twice Allah said. And the ulama have explained on this, the beauty of this, putting it in this way, that with inna ma'al usri, Usri, both places, is what Alif Lam means. Alif Lam, Al. So it means one. When it's repeated, one difficulty. Yusran is what Tanween, general. Many solutions. So for every one problem you got, and we think there is no solution, Allah provides thousands of solutions. For every problem, not one solution, thousands of solutions. In our wazaif also, Allah gives us thousands of solutions. But we don't even use the one. Even one is sufficient. But use it. So this is what is important. So Allah will make a way, not one way out for you, plenty ways out for you. When kulli dhiqin min kulli hammin faraja, and from every worry of yours, Allah will give you a way out. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So Allah give us tawfiq that we do our three wazifas, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, minimum 100 times, try and reach there as soon as possible. For those who are not, those who are doing, try and with more concentration and devotion and with fulfilling the rights of it. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you will make shukr. Now shukr has got three levels. First is to acknowledge in the heart that this is a ni'mat, to understand it, to accept it, and that it is from Allah Ta'ala. We normally, whatever ni'mat, I did it. Anything go wrong, we blame somebody else. It's either the wife we blame, or we blame the workers, or we blame anyone else. We blame somebody else. And things go right, we take all the credit. But the reality is that first, we immediately in the heart, Ya Allah, you did this. You're driving on the road, and you got saved a narrow escape from an accident or whatever else. And this happens all the time. Immediately, Ya Allah, you saved me. I was reckless. I didn't take care. And I could have come into a big problem here. Only you saved me. Everything, first from the heart. Second, with the tongue. Express it. Allah likes to see, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. Allah wants us to express that I got saved. Allah saved me, yeah. Allah's fazal, Ramzan, I kept the rozas. Allah's fazal. Don't take the credit yourself. Make shukr, Allah. And the third, which is the actual thing, use that ni'mat for what it is meant. If Allah gave you a ni'mat, use it for what? Allah gave you money, is a ni'mat of Allah. Now use it for what it is supposed, for good work. To see to your own needs also. Fortunate are those who see to the needs of others before their needs. But fully permissible is, you see to your own needs first, all your whatever, and then use it on the poor and needy also. Give them also. So using it in the right way. And na shukri, yeah, in this category will be, we go and gamble with it, we go and humanize with it, we use it for all other haram. Allah gave us a ni'mat, and we went and use it opposite. Use it in good things. So use it to help the poor, etc. So our shukr should be first in the heart, acknowledge that this ni'mat of Allah. Second, with our tongue, express it also. وَأَمَّا بِنَعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And third, that use it in the correct thing. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you will make, yeah, kafar, the word is kufr. And to understand the Quran Sharif also, that many places Allah uses the word kufr, but the actual kufr is not meant. The tafsir of it, yeah, if you make nashukri. And why the reason kufr is used, the literal meaning of kufr is to cover up. Therefore, a farmer, actually in Arabic language, is also called a kafir, a farmer, because he covers the seeds up. He puts the seeds in the ground and he covers them up. And in that literal sense, a mu'mina who observes parda, hijab, will also be called a kafira, because she covers herself up, which is required. But that's a literal meaning, to cover up. So if you cover up Allah's ni'mat, you don't express Allah's ni'mat, Allah's fazal. I did it, I achieved it, my thinking, my planning, my hard work, my context, all that, you take the credit for it. Then if you do that, inna adhabi lashadid, my punishment is very severe. And for Allah to snatch away any ni'mat, our good health, I looked after my health, I went jogging, you did the wrong things to destroy your health. I was active, I was in sports my whole life, I was active. You're doing all the wrong things, and now you attributing your good health to the wrong thing. It was only Allah. I was health conscious. In my eating, I was very careful and particular what I eat. Only Allah's favor. We have to take all our precautions. But at the end, it's only Allah's favor, nothing else. So that must come into us. So Allah, give us tawfiq to make shukr, inshallah. So we have, mashallah, Allah gave us this month of Ramadan. Actually, we should make shukr also. That, ya Allah, what a great, great month. And may Allah make us and the ummah realize what is Ramadan. Some of us might think that this year I came to know what is Ramadan. Or now I come to know. We still don't know. We are still far from knowing what Ramadan is and what treasures the month of Ramadan brings for us in every way. And we can think that what we were 10 years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, we had no idea of what Ramadan. For us, Ramadan was just to keep hungry in the day, make Taraweeh at night. And there are so many people for Ramadan, that also hasn't got that meaning also. And just to give us the understanding that we should not look down upon any person also. There was one person, a Muslim man, in Richmond, KwaZulu-Natal, near Maritzburg, and he was running a shabin and a brothel for the local people. And the month of Ramadan came, he should close it up. They should beg him, force him, keep it open, because they can't live without their booze and without their woman. They need it. It's their life. That is how they live. But he said, no, it's Ramadan. But he shouldn't keep no roza, no taraweeh, no life of a Muslim, but Ramadan. Ramadan, I can't do this. They should say, you're not doing all these things. You just, it's your venue, it's your place. And we want all this, but he didn't. Just by respecting Ramadan to that extent. Now see how far. No rozas, no taraweeh, nothing. But Ramadan, I can't do it. This haram can't take place. He got mort on the 27th night of Ramadan. And a very Mubarak mort. So whoever, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ Anyone, and many, many, many instances, any person who showed respect and honor to one of Allah's great signs, Allah Ta'ala blessed that person very greatly. That famous instance which Haji Ahmed Nakhud Asab Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali narrated to us, that this one lady in Bombay, a very evil lady who sells herself, prostitute. But her mort came, and before dying she was speaking Arabic. So whole household was surprised. She said, we never speak Arabic, it's not our language. We speak English or Hindi, Urdu, Gujarati, whatever our language is. But they called the Imam of the Muhalla, the neighborhood. He came and he heard, he also got a shock. So he asked him, what kind of a lady? He said, you know, we all know what kind of a woman she was, what her doings were. We all know. She said, she's talking Arabic and she's talking pure and correct Arabic. She's saying, Hazani, Rajulani, يَقُولَانِ لِي أُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ These two men are telling me, enter into Jannah. So then they said, yeah, she was a terrible woman. We all know. It's public. It's not a guna that was hidden also. But however, whenever Adhan used to go, she used to say, shh, keep quiet, respect Adhan. So this respect of the shi'ar of Allah. But we can't take undue advantage of it. That we'll also just respect, but that one respect will also take you to great heights. Allah will change your life. But this is Allah's fadl, that whom Allah wants to. So we have to try the normal route we have to go. And we do what we have to do, and we stay away from what we have to stay away. And then we expect the fadl of Allah. So this month of Ramadan is also, we have to make shukr to it. Actually, verbal, in our heart. May Allah put it in our heart. And that real appreciation will be that we wish that we have our 30 days of Ramadan. How many of us are so sure and we want it? The moon must be sighted tonight. That is in Allah's hand. But really, Ramadan, one more day for all the great ni'mats of Allah of Ramadan. The great, great barakat of Ramadan. So that will be that shukr that you gave us. And then the shukr is we use the month for what it was supposed to be. For our spiritualism. For the dunya's benefit of detoxing the body. And thinking of the poor. This is the month of mawasat also. Of thinking of the poor and the needy. And that was also so many other benefits. And the real is the spirituality of this month. To detox spiritually. All the wrong things come out of our life. Ramzan is the ideal month. And Allah put Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Qur'an is another great, great doctor. Detoxer. And limits and unlimited the benefits of the Qur'an. And the Qur'an and Ramadan together. Then Allah combined this in Taraweeh. In namaz, the capsule of namaz, whole Quran Sharif you recite. And normally, generally, hopefully, the Quran was recited well. So what a wonderful, and in the capsule of namaz, the standing position of namaz, the surrendering to Allah in namaz, the standing position, the ruku in namaz, the sajdas in namaz, the sitting position in namaz, and all that in Ramadan, and with the main namaz, the main thing without namaz is not done without Quran Sharif. We have to read Quran Sharif in namaz. And that also, it must be in the standing position, with the utmost adab. You can't read Quran Sharif in ruku, in sajda. You can make duas in sajda, etc. But namaz, Quran Sharif, only in that standing position in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this great ni'mat. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave, so there are so many other ni'mats, and each one of us should try and think of the different ni'mats. And this is also that when you dig into it, then all that ni'mats will come out. If a person, what is called a treasure? A treasure is literally is that it is by you, but you don't know you got it. Like for example, under the floor of your house, in your garden, there is gold buried. There is great treasure, but you don't know. That is called a treasure. What is in your bank, and you know you got in your bank account. What you have hidden in your house, under your mattress, in your cupboard, wherever else you have hidden it away, you know it is there. That's not a treasure. Treasure is that which is there, but you don't know about it. That is what is called a treasure. So all these treasures of Allah, the treasure of Ramadan, are so many. We got it, but we don't know the value. Quran Sharif's treasure, we got it, but we don't know the value. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala, dua, all these great, great things. And all this is the one who explores and goes in that field, the more he's going to get. The more you're going to dig, the more you're going to get. And as you get, you will be more keen to dig further. Though it will be hard for you, hard labor digging. But you know what you are getting all the time. After all these minus what? Spaza minus what? Gamma gamma. Gamma gamma minus. Whatever it is. What and what they go through. A loaf of bread, their underground is sold for 200 rand. But they got the money to pay for it also. A loaf of bread which is 20 rand there, 200, 300 rand it is sold. But they know what they're getting. That is why they're giving their life for that. They're doing it illegally. But they know what they are getting. You are getting something. So for the most greatest halal, the month of Ramadan, Quran Sharif, Namaz, Tilawat, great, great treasure. If we dig in, we will see what we'll get. And a person will want to do. So Alhamdulillah, we must make shukr. Allah gave us tawfiq to come for i'tikaf. And those who came for 40 days, 30 days, 20, 3 days, 10 days, whatever amount of time. That is also the ni'mat of Allah. And to be any person, i'tikaf is a great, great ni'mat of Allah. Where you, real i'tikaf, seclusion, where you cut yourself, that is what it is actually. And actual seclusion also is not of the body in the masjid, but our mind and soul, we have secluded it from dunya. Therefore, the cell phone is the greatest, most detrimental in breaking our etiquette. Etiquette, if we go outside, we're looking at the notice boards and that, or we go into a bookshop, we're checking some, our etiquette will break, we talk with somebody, and we start a discussion. But our real spiritual etiquette breaks while we're in the masjid. When we're on the cell phone, we're in contact with this person, that person, our business, everything, all making our bookings of our tickets, everything we are doing here, while so we are not in seclusion. We are in contact with everyone. Tikaf means to be secluded only with Allah, your contact is. Like many in Pakistan, they got a notice on the masjid boards for the, you must not use the cell phone. Ab makhluk se rabta band. Now your contact with the creation closed. Ab khaliq se rabta. Now your contact only with Allah. That was really what whole i'tikaf was supposed to be. So Allah Ta'ala gave us, anyway we came, we tried in our way, and alhamdulillah, many, many brothers observed and made, exerted themselves. All this makes shukr to Allah. Don't take the credit that we did it. Allah Ta'ala shukr. And everyone that came, there's the one time in the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, somebody saw a dream that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going to every mu'takif, everyone in i'tikaf, and giving him an envelope as a gift. When they explained it, told Nabi, Hazrat Shaykh of the dream, Hazrat said, don't think it is my achievement. It's all of you who come, and all the effort you made, the tilawat, the zikr, and the khanka there, the whole night it was buzzing alive. So alive that Maulana Mufti Bashir Ahmad Rahmatullah Ali of Stanger, he was also once, we were also that time there. And in Fajr, he couldn't stand. He was falling, so sleepy the whole night. And how many nights he stayed awake, whole night ibadah. So like that. And therefore, there the Fajr was very short. Because after that, then everyone, because the whole night they were awake. One is we sleeping the whole night, and we make short Fajr because it's Ramzan. That short Fajr is for those people who stayed awake the whole night. So anyway, then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah said, it's all of you who come. You create this environment here. Everyone with his zikr, with his dua, tilawat, people, a person who makes tawbah istighfar. All of us can be making tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr, duas, everything. But one person who might be from the squatter camps, and a person whose life is really out and bad, terrible life he's got, but he's making tawbah, he is the VIP amongst all those big awliya. He's the one Allah loves very greatly who makes tawbah. A person who comes back again. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives this example that your father has got 3-4 children. All are mashallah, alim, hafiz, qari, all perf. But one came out to be the black sheep. And he went in the wrong direction. And he did all the terrible gunas. The others are helping the father, making khidmat, everything in the house, they the apple of the eye, everything. But that boy one day came back again. And he said, my father, I made tawbah. I'm changing my life. Father will tell to the mother, he is the VIP today. Prepare the best food for him. Give him the best place to sleep now. And all others are on their place. They are doing all the great work. But he has made tawbah, he has come. He is a VIP. So a person who makes tawbah and goes back to Allah, aninul muznabeen, the sobbing and crying of the sinners when they are making tawbah, ahabba ilallah, Allah loves it more than those who are reading tasbih, who are making zikr, who are making tilawat, etc. At that occasion, that person has got great value by Allah Ta'ala. So how many of us are such? We came, we made tawbah, changing our lives. And they are like that shining stars on the ground. One are the bright stars in the sky. And these are the brightest stars on the ground. And they shine out more brighter to the people of the heavens, the malaika. than what we see the stars in the sky. And so those of us who made Tawbah, so all just make shukr to Allah for the tawfiq. It is only from Allah Ta'ala. Whoever decided to improve his condition, and that what I was, I'm going to make my namazes better. I'm going to make my zikr. So every individual, we created the environment here. Then for this, there was a lot of things behind which happened behind the scene, which normally nobody notices. All the arrangement for the etikaf, the arrangement of the programs. Yeah, the programs are just taking place. But that doesn't just happen like that. There is some work that is being done. All the arrangements, who will be prepared, who is not prepared, who should do this, etc. Then as far as our physical arrangements, for our food, for the toilets must be clean also. And the food must be arranged also. And there are people who are working. And this is the Allahu Akbar. For the food, if we take one morsel of food, for example, there is rice. You take rice in your finger, then there is some meat, chicken, mutton, whatever, fish, whatever. Then there is some potato, you take little. Then there is little chutney. And in the cooking of that rice and the biryani or the whatever it was made, so many spices. The spices from where in which different countries they came. How many thousands people worked in order on those farms for the chicken, for the mutton, the people who worked on that farms there. And then for they need those chickens and they needed feed. The people who work on the feed of all those things. It needed to be transported. For transport, you needed the roads. And the whole road the system of the people who make the roads. You needed trucks to load it. The people who make all those trucks. You needed tractors to plow the land. All the people who, for the tractors, there was steel also in there. There is oil and diesel also. There is plastic also. There are so many things. Who and who worked? For that one morsel of food, it isn't just that one morsel. And if you paid 100 rand for a kilo of rice, you're not paying for that kilo of rice. You are just paying for all this work. And 100 rand, 150 rand can never pay the price of a kilo of rice. If you consider all this work that is happening, Allah Ta'ala discounted it. Allah Ta'ala gave it to us at a very big discount. And that also we are not paying for the rice. The rice, they only pay for it is shukr to Allah. Allah alone, wahdahu, He made that rice. Not the farmer also. He just planted the seeds. The chicken, the mutton, the goat, the sheep. The farmer never makes her chicken. It's Allah alone who makes that chicken. They look after it. They do all that system. So shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So all this, the food that was prepared, and who worked on it. How many people who donate towards the Khanqah? Many of us, we come, there's absolutely, alhamdulillah, it's free for everyone. But there are people who donate. Some people donate in real big amounts. Some donate in smaller amounts. But all those people, the workers who are working, and then to organize that which workers, what work they're going to do, to pay those workers, it's all a big thing. So we must make shukr for those. There are many things which are apparent, which we know. So that also we don't make shukr. And we should go to the latent, to the hidden things, apply our mind, and think about those things, and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. One brother came towards the beginning of Ramzan. He said that the whole system that is working, the kitchen, the food, the serving of the food, all those things, he says, what a big system. That and it's only Allah who facilitates it. Otherwise, one hitch, one plate, just one salt is not present in the food. All the other masala spices are there. But salt is missing is a problem. So one hitch somewhere. And in this whole process, if all the food is prepared, but there's nobody to serve it. If all the food is served, but there's nobody to eat it. Many times there are many organizations, big preparations, big dastarkhan, dining halls, the food is laid out, but no people came to eat. So what is the, so all this that goes together is only from Allah. So how much of shukr we have to make? and in there profound marifat of Allah will be hidden. If we will make shukr, Allah will open the doors of marifat. Then we'll realize that how kind Allah is, how merciful. You take one banana, and as you are peeling it, just think, Allahu Akbar, the making of this banana to protect it and put the peel on it. And such a protection that when you need it, you just peel it off easily. So what a khallaq-e-azim is Allah. What a great creator. What a khallaq-e-alim is Allah. What a knowledgeable, how Allah had prepared it. And for many people in many countries, banana is a staple food. So Allah feeds them. So Allah is Rabbul Alameen. With this one banana, He is sustaining people. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. And banana and apples, they are such that throughout the world you get them. There is no season fixed for them. And both of them are very beneficial. And so much of detail in all this. So Allah Ta'ala, so all who came, all who are making the ibadah, we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. The whole environment that is created, and namazas are taking place, the tarawih takes place, the hafiz has come. For us to complain about a hafiz, which is unfortunately very common. Hafiz is reading too slow, he's reading too fast, his ruku is too short, this is wrong, that is wrong. But for the hafiz to be here, and the whole preparation of the hafiz, wherever he became hafiz, that hafiz class to run, the ustad to teach every day, and he didn't become a hafiz in 2 minutes, in 2 hours, years he spent. And how many years endure? And when he reads on the musalla, how much there is behind all that. We just look at it at the face value, that what he's reading now. And to read with the masalas, what all the masalas also on place. Sometimes one masala something, and there is a whole deliberation, discussion on it. Is namaz made? Is namaz not made? Must we repeat again on one masala? But how many masalas are going? So we all have to make shukr. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His innumerable, infinite ni'mat. And if we make shukr, Allah will increase us. Promise of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah." A person who doesn't make shukr to an-nas. An-nas, alif lam ye, istighrafi. All types of people. Muslims, non-Muslims, the farmers who are working, the people at the docks who are working, all import, rice is imported. How many things what we eat is imported? Our clothing imported. And the trucks, the warehouses, the roads, Allahu Akbar. Make shukr to everyone. And if you don't make shukr to an-nas, to people generally, lam, you cannot make Allah shukr. It's easy to make Allah shukr. You don't feel, your dignity doesn't bother you to make shukr. It's to make shukr. But to make shukr to a fellow person, then you have to lower yourself really. You have to make shukr to all others, whatever favors. The security people, if they are not there, there can be chaos here. We're sleeping in peace in the day, etc. Now for the shoes, there was a problem, security there for the shoes. So whenever we go, our shoes are on their place. If you want to go to toilet and you find one shoe of yours and the other one you don't find, what a big problem. And if you got an urgent need to go to the toilet and now you're busy looking for your one shoe, what a big problem that we just find. Who makes shukr that my shoes are there and that I've got the strength to take my shoes even if I drop them on the ground, which is wrong. We should place them, make qadr. My Ustad Maulana Ahmad Bira Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained to us. He says we don't make shukr of the shoes also, which is also a big ni'mat. We take them from the rack and we drop them on the ground like dirt, like something we are throwing. He says one day you go and you find one shoe and one shoe you don't find. You got half the ni'mat still. But how are you going to, with one shoe you're going to start walking? Then you realize what to do. So put them nicely on the ground. Place them on the ground. And in your heart make shukr for shoes also. That you have, it can be your old shoes, worn out sapats. But it's there for you to wear. It's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And when you're wearing your new shoes which are tight, and which are, your toes are all pressed and paining, you just want to come out of your shoes. And then you feel relieved. Not wearing that new and your old sapat that you got, you're so used to it and it's also used to you. All the shapes of your toes and your legs, they are all funny shapes. It's shaped to that and it fits you perfectly. So, a namat of Allah. So, we should make lot of shukr. So, we make shukr to all who have come also. And all who contributed to this, alhamdulillah, and this khanka system, we must have everywhere. Every person must open a khanka in his place. And establish the khanka. Together with that also at the moment, this initiative which some brothers are doing about Palestine, awareness of Palestine, and what we have to be doing, that also every town create this initiative, this awareness of the plight of the Palestinians. We are not aware. We just got no idea what they are going through. So every town, let us become aware of the conditions of the Muslims in the world and establish, let it become common everywhere. And the whole ummah stands up. This will be enough for us to draw the help of Allah and then we can destroy our enemy. So Allah give us tawfiq. We make shukr to all. We all make shukr to one. And the main shukr at the end is only reserved for Allah Ta'ala. It is only Allah's fadl. And the sign of this shukr will be that we turn out to be better Muslims now at the end. After this wonderful whole system of the khanqa, of coming here, the programs, the tilawat of Quran, how much of Quran was read, 24-hour system was kept. The 24 hours, how many read, how many khatams we made. Some made less, some made more. But this whole thing, and how it's shining out to Allah, to the farishta, that here in this place, middle of the night, middle of the day, there is always some activity carrying on. Allah Ta'ala loves it. May Allah accept from everyone. May Allah increase us and give us the real reality of shukr, of istighfar, of tawbah, and make us his true bandas. And may Allah make us the best Muslims, inshallah. We strive for that, and we have to keep on striving. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Till maut comes to us, we have to try. Don't give up on the way. If you can perhaps have reached 99% and you give up, then you have failed. So just be on it till maut comes, and Allah be pleased with us. May Allah accept from everyone, all who made khidmat in the different ways, organize the program, setting up of the program, the running of the khanqa all the time on a 24-hour basis. And then of course we are all of different temperaments. Sometimes some arguments start between two people. Somebody is displeased to sort out all those things. Somebody who has got his ways and is causing a nuisance to others. Middle of the night with some of it. And now this was again where the seasons are changing, weather season, people are coughing. Some people cough loudly and it looks like they're coughing right in my ear. Like this music, these people, we don't know, usually in December they have their music. But what their music now, middle of the night, and it looks like it's right here by my ear, they're all there, disturbing all that. So somebody snoring. Somebody in his sleep, all different patterns of sleep, different people have got. We tolerated all that. And we make sure for that also shukr. May Allah Ta'ala make us an embodiment of shukr and make embodiment of humility, humbleness in front of Allah. And main thing, make dua for acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Allah accept from all of us, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallah bihamdihi.